الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من عز ثقلا كسي بردا في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends and mothers and sisters listening from home, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. After creating us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us every single thing which is necessary for our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us death. And it is Allah who gives us moments of happiness. Wedding takes place in a family, a person experiences happiness. A child is born. Nephew is born. Niece is born. A person experiences some sort of happiness in his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives happiness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes us go through the moments of sadness and grief. Somebody is taken away from our family by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, moments of grief. A calamity befalls you or one of your family members, moments of grief. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes us go through moments of grief as well. What is the expectation in return of moments of happiness and moments of grief? What does our Sharia demand from us? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expect from us? عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Astonishing is the state of a believer. The person who claims to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who claims to be the ummati and one of the individual from the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His state, his condition, his situation is astonishing. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khayr. His entire matter is nothing but khayr, nothing but goodness. Why? إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءَ فَشَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If he is going through moments of happiness, he shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءَ فَصَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And when he goes through the moments of grief and sadness, and he bears patience only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even this situation is good for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives grief. In return of happiness, we are expected to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we go through the moments of grief and sadness, you are expected to bear patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so much rewards mentioned in the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the person who goes through moments of grief and sadness, and he bears patience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in the hadith, Imam Ghazali rahimahullahu ta'ala has mentioned this hadith in Ihya al-Ulum al-Din, that as-sabru nisful iman. The sabr is half of iman. Half of iman is bearing patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, there are different stages, different levels of sabr and bearing patience. But the gist of our deen is sabr, patience. It comes in the hadith on the day of judgment, when the believers, when the entire humanity is gathered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angel who is responsible for the gate of Jannah, the O Ridwan, stand up and make an announcement that those people should stand up who used to bear patience only for my sake in the world. And when they will stand up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say the Ridwan, make an announcement, that go enter paradise without any reckoning. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any hisab, without any reckoning, will grant them entry into paradise. This is what is expected from a person who is going through the moments of grief and sadness. But how about the people who are around that person? His family members, his friends, people who are connected to him. What are they supposed to do? We also have guidelines for that in our Sharia. People around the person who is afflicted with a calamity, with a musibah, we are expected to go to him and say a few words of satisfaction and consolation, which is known as ta'ziyah. Ta'ziyah is one of a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was a sifah which was present in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also in the life of companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. This is why when the non-Muslims, when they start living with the Muslims after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, within 2 years, when the Treaty of Hudaybiyah took place, there were only 2,000 Muslims. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when they go towards Makkah to conquer Makkah, there were approximately 12,000 Muslims. So within two years, 10,000 people accepted Islam. What was the reason? Because when the non-Muslims, when they were able to mix and when they were able to see the lives of companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they came across such sifat, such qualities, and such sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which pulled their heart towards Islam. And they were truly able to see the image and the picture of Islam, which was portrayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in the form of these akhlaq and these characteristics. They were able to appreciate our religion, Islam. When they saw this, they accepted Islam. Great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in the hadith, "Man azza musaban falahu ajru mithlihi." The person who consoles an afflicted person, he will get the same reward as the sufferer upon his patience. When a person is afflicted with a calamity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he bears patience, in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him immensely. The person who goes to him and he consoles him, this person will get the same reward as the sufferer. Man azza thukla kusya burdan fil jannah. The person who consoles a bereaved mother, he will be dressed with a special garment in paradise. Now it is not possible for a person to stay outside Jannah and he is dressed with a garment in paradise. Meaning in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving glad tidings to that person who goes and consoles his Muslim brother or his human brother. If he goes and consoles him, he goes for ta'ziyah, there is a glad tiding that inshallah this person will be granted entry into paradise. And he will be dressed with a special garment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا مِن مُؤْمِنٍ يُعَزِّي أَخَاهُ بِمُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا كَسَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مِنْ حُلَلِ الْكَرَامَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that there is not a single believer who goes to console his Muslim brother for a calamity which has befallen him, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will dress him with the garments of honor. On the day of judgment, when there will be no shadow except for the shadow of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show such an honor to this person that he will call him in front of the entire humanity. And he will be called to the stage and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will dress him with the garments of honor. These are the virtues, fada'il, of going to a person who is afflicted with a calamity, saying good words to him. It might seem very insignificant, my brothers, but there is a guarantee in this hadith. The hadith which I mentioned, man azza thukla kusiya burdan fil jannah, that person will be granted entry into paradise. This is why Ibn Qudama rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned that there is so much emphasis in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the greatest mustahabbat and optional deeds a person can do. And Allama Munawi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned in the commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari, Faizul Qadir, that it's not only mustahab, أَنَّ التَّعْزِيَةَ سُنَّةٌ مُؤَكَّدَةٌ, that ta'ziyah and consoling your Muslim brother, your human brother, it's not only mustahab, it is an emphasized sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this hadith, when it says that musibah is referred to death, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ. So by using musibah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to death, meaning a person in his family, somebody has passed away, go to his house and say some good words to him. Say some good words to him, you'll become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ana inda munkasiratil qulub, the person whose heart is shattered and broken, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close to such hearts. When you go to him, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that person. So go for ta'ziyah. It is a great virtuous act in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person can go anytime before the burial has taken place. A person can go after the burial. But the fuqaha have mentioned that it is better to go within 3 days. If the person who is consoling the person, he is away from the country, or the person from whose family somebody has passed away, he is out of country, and you weren't able to meet him within 3 days, then it is possible for you to go after even 3 days and go and console him and carry out this sunnah of ta'ziyah. But if you are in the same locality, same city, and you can easily go and console him, you should go within 3 days. This is the adab, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you go to the person who is afflicted with a calamity, you should say some good words and you should encourage patience to him. Because Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when her child was in his or her last stages, she sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, can you please come and see my child, she or he? There is a difference of opinion amongst the shariheen and the commentators of hadith, whether the child was a boy or a girl. That, can you come and see my child? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in something else at that moment. So he said to this messenger that, go and give my message to Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahu ma a'ta wa kullu shay'in indahu bi ajalin musamma faltastabir wal tahtasib. He said that, give this message to Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He's encouraging patience here, that inna lillahi ma akhadha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away that which he gave, which belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every single thing in this world has an appointed time before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْتَصْبِرْ, so what do we have to do? We have to bear patience. So you bear patience, وَالْتَحْتَسِبْ, and seek reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Encourage patience. Encourage patience to that person. Mention the virtues of patience, enduring patience and bearing patience. And also mention some good points about the deceased who has just passed away. Do not ask about the calamity, the illness in which the deceased has passed away in. Because this will freshen the memory of this bereaved. And he will remember the deceased. And he will, whilst he's mentioning this, his heart will be hurt. So at that time, you do not ask about the condition of the deceased death or his illness in which he has passed away. So say some good things about the deceased, like how Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, passed away, and many companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum came to him and they consoled Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. But one Bedouin came and he consoled Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu in such a great manner, and he said, "Isbir, nakum bika sabirina fa innama sabrur ra'iyyati inda sabrir ra'si." That have patience, bear patience, because if you bear patience, we will be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is a principle, it is a rule that the ra'iyyat and the subject, they bear patience after the leaders bear patience. You are our leader. If you bear patience, it'll become easy for us to also bear patience. Isbir nakum bika sabirina fa innama sabrur ra'iyyati inda sabrir ra'si. And ahead, he mentioned some amazing things. He mentioned something very, very amazing. وَخَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْعَبَّاسِ صَبْرُكَ بَعْدَهُ وَخَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْعَبَّاسِ صَبْرُكَ بَعْدَهُ وَخَيْرٌ لَكَ لِلْعَبَّاسِ اللَّهُ Or, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْكَ لِلْعَبَّاسِ He mentioned that there is benefit for both. The person who has just passed away and the bereaved, meaning yourself. What is the benefit you will gain? The Abbas has passed away. Do not grieve. Have patience. Why? Because خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْعَبَّاسِ صَبْرُكَ بَعْدَهُ Because for you to bear patience is greater in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, is greater than Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu being with you. What is your choice? Who do you want your friend to be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you bear patience, Allah will be yours. So Abbas has passed away, but Allah is yours. So bear patience. And what's the benefit for the deceased Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Wallahu khayrun minka lil Abbasi. Abbas has passed away, he has separated from you. He does not find yourself with him anymore. But Allah, Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has left this world and he has met his creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for Abbas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for him than yourself. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the manner in which this Bedouin has consoled me, nobody else has consoled me. Many great companions were present at that time. Many, many great companions. So encourage patience, say good things about the deceased, and also give some words of consolation to the bereaved as well. These are few etiquettes, and you can give some du'as to the bereaved as well. One du'a mentioned by Ibn Abidin Shami rahimahullahu ta'ala, that أعظم الله أجرك وأحسن عزاءك وغفر لميتك. That you should give this du'a. أعظم الله أجرك. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your reward. وأحسن عزاءك. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your patience and make your calamity easy and better for you in a manner that you will gain a lot of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَغَفَرَ لِمَيِّتِكَ And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your deceased. And if the person who is passing away is minor, is not baligh anymore yet, he did not reach the age of puberty, then we have to omit this last portion, وَغَفَرَ لِمَيِّتِكَ Because there is no question of being forgiven for the person who passed away before he reaches the age of puberty. Before he becomes baligh, if he passes away, he has no sins in his book of deeds. So we don't have to give him this dua that وَغَفَرَ لِمَيِّتِكَ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give your disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your disease. So these are a few points, some adab of taziyat. And one great deficiency we find in our society, my brothers and elders, that when we go to sit at the house where somebody has passed away, our hearts are so ghafil and heedless from the akhirah, from the hereafter, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even in these circumstances, we are joking around and we're laughing. We're talking about worldly things. My brothers, this is not the time, because through observing your actions, this will grieve the person who has lost his family member. That these people have no concern, these people have no grief upon this person who has just passed away. You are supposed to go there and make them feel that you are not alone in your sadness, in your grief. We are with you. we are with you. So you should go there, make dua for the deceased, and you should show concern for the deceased and also the bereaved. So have some concern, and we should think and contemplate upon our death, that this person has passed away today, it will be my turn. Today this person has gone and slept in his grave, tomorrow I will have to come and people will bring me and I will have to sleep in my grave. إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْخُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. That today you are lifting somebody else's janazah, think at that time that today I'm lifting somebody else's janazah, tomorrow somebody else will be lifting my janazah. So this is the time to contemplate and ponder upon one's death, one's hereafter, one's qabr, one's grave, that what will happen? Have I done enough to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have I done enough to rebel and repel the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment of the hereafter? Or am I in the state that if I pass away right now, and if I was to be made and stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be doomed in the fire of Jahannam? What is my condition? This is the time to take ihtisab and take an account of one's life, that where am I standing at this moment in time? So let us understand this situation, and let us keep in mind these etiquettes and these adab of ta'ziyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.